Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, or you can just come in and sit right outside the studio and listen. It's less efficient, but it does the job. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, the director of the Chronicles of Narnia movie. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. A huge win for Hillary Clinton in West Virginia last night. She topped Barack Obama by more than 40 points. NPR has reporters with both campaigns. We'll check in with Obama's campaign. But first, David Greene is traveling with the winner, Clinton.
It's not over!
Hillary Clinton supporters in downtown Charleston last night were chanting, "It's not over." And Clinton said she planned to fight on. She said she hoped the Democratic Party's undecided superdelegates paid attention to her big win in West Virginia.
I want to send a message to everyone still making up their mind. I am in this race because I believe I am the strongest candidate.
Clinton said she showed her strength yesterday in a state Democrats need to win this fall. Still, catching Obama in the race for delegates appears tough, if not impossible.
NPR's David Greene on the road with the Clinton campaign. Now to Obama, NPR's Don Gagne is with the candidate.
Knowing that his overall lead in pledged delegates and superdelegates is intact, even with yesterday's loss, Obama was in Missouri yesterday, a state that had already held its primary back in February. But because of the state's status as a toss-up for the general election, Obama was back there for a town hall meeting in Cape Girardeau.
I've been campaigning in 46 states over the last 15 months all across America. And I'm not worried about the Democratic Party being divided come November. And the reason is that there's too much that unites us as Democrats.
From Missouri, Obama headed to another fall battleground state, Michigan.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the Obama campaign. West Virginia wasn't the only state voting last night. Mississippi voters picked a new leader for Congress, and he's a Democrat. Travis Childers won the special House election there. It's a significant victory since Republicans have controlled that district since 1994. This is the third recent Democratic takeover of a Republican seat that gives the Dems a 236-199 majority in Congress. And those wildfires that are scorching Florida, investigators now think they were started on purpose. Arson specialists from around the state are investigating. Man-made fire or not, firefighters are making progress.
We're confident that we've got the resources in place. Now, we get a little cooperation from Mother Nature, and if our residents are very watchful and mindful in the area, we should be doing okay.
That's Mike Stone from Florida Emergency Management, who's hoping for rain. You've probably noticed it. Now the numbers prove you're right. New figures out today show about 3 in 10 homes don't use landlines. They either don't have them at all or they don't use the ones they have. That's a big, fast jump. In 2004, only 5% of homes were cell phone only. This trend actually impacts politics. It's illegal for pollsters to use automatic dialers to call cell phones. So as landlines disappear, it's harder to get a good read on how people will vote. To sports, where the NHL's Pittsburgh Penguins are one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals. Pittsburgh beat the Philadelphia Flyers last night to take a 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Tonight in the West, the Detroit Red Wings take on the Dallas Stars. Detroit leads 3-0 in the series. That's your news and that's your sports. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.